Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The weather dominating the front pages this morning. The Irish Daily Star says, don't go out your back and tan. So you may remember in 2020, the Star had the headline, go out your back and tan, where basically during COVID, people were being advised not to sunbathe in public, but to sunbathe in your back garden instead. Now they're saying that the advice is don't even sunbathe in your back garden. So the Star says, killjoy doctors have warned that we should stay out of the sun during the heatwave and not even think about getting a tan. Lather on the sunscreen as the sun is set to shine hard all week. Apart from if you're in Donegal, where there's a thunderstorm is forecast for later. And I thought the weather was to break tomorrow, but the Star says it's going to shine hard all week. So the headline, don't go out your back and tan, is the Star. And then the Irish Sun headline is Ready Mercury. Ireland is baking in searing temperatures not seen in 140 years because Met Éireann has predicted that the mercury could pass 33 degrees Celsius here as a rare heat dome has left most of Europe like a furnace. Then the Irish Times on the front page has people jumping into the water at the 40 foot in Sandy Cove in Dublin, and their headline, Ireland braces for hottest day of year. Well, it could be the hottest day in 140 years. But also the hottest day of the year today, the punishing heat wave that has swept across Europe, during which temperatures have climbed to unprecedented highs, set to continue today. Ireland is bracing for the hottest day of 2026 and possibly smashing a 150-year record. So all sorts of records being broken this week. And it is still early summer. Fascinated to see what's going to happen in July and August. Elsewhere, the Irish Independent says more food price hikes are on the way in the months ahead. Food prices are likely to continue rising in the coming months because of sort of a delayed effect of the Iran war. So we had the first bout of increases, but later on this year, there could be a second round of price increases on food. ESRI predicts the cost of food likely to increase towards the winter, which is hard to think about now in the heatwave, but obviously we will be facing into that later in the year. The Irish Examiner on the front page says Ireland needs to face its fear over drugs. Ireland needs to take its head out of the sand about the drugs crisis and decriminalise the personal possession of drugs, an Oireachtas committee has said. And there was obviously cross-party support for this report yesterday from the Oireachtas Drugs Committee. The Mail takes a different view. Why are we thinking of decriminalising heroin and cocaine? They say doctors are warning that this recommendation by TDs and senators to decriminalise all drugs is very dangerous, is the warning from doctors, and it will lead to more broken lives. Elsewhere, the Irish Daily Mirror, we stand with Nikita, is the headline. Nikita Hand has thanked the singer Pink after she criticised Conor McGregor's appearance on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show in the US. Quite a comfy, cosy chat, by the way, if you saw McGregor on Jimmy Fallon. Not that you would expect any hard questions from Jimmy Fallon, obviously, because it's a late night kind of chat show. But a lot of people were upset to see McGregor on there for the cosy chat. And Pink has come out. She's among the stars to hit out at McGregor's appearance on Jimmy Fallon. And of course, Conor McGregor was found by a civil jury to be liable for the rape of Nikita Hand. Elsewhere, inside the papers, you may remember this. Simon Harris was going to get influencers to try and tell us about his savings scheme. Well, the Irish Times tells us that Simon Harris has now officially enlisted the help of social media influencers and online money coaches to help explain his savings and investment plan to the public. So he has invited in personal finance influencers from Instagram and TikTok. They all went to a meeting on Monday at the Department of Finance for an exclusive briefing on the scheme. The government wants us to try and move some of our money in savings into capital market investments. We'll get more details in the budget in October, but in advance of that, a dozen social media influencers were brought in to the department, Anne-Marie Gaynor, who has 70,000 followers with her Irish Budgeting Mammy Instagram account, and Cian Carolan. Oh, I follow him, actually. He's a finance expert. He's more than 40,000 followers on Instagram. They were present at the meeting. Also, Kel Gallivan, who's an online money coach known as Mrs. Smart Money, and Caroline Mooney, whose Irish Budgeting Instagram account has more than 265,000 followers, were also in attendance at the meeting. Elsewhere, staying with money, I'll tell you, there are some people out there who really don't have a penny, because reading this in the Mail, the CCPC says people are now buying their groceries and takeaways in instalments using buy now, pay later models. And the CCPC says that this area must be regulated to ensure people aren't drawn into even deeper cycle of debt. But I think it's quite frightening that people, considering a takeaway, are having to use buy now, pay later because they can't afford it up front. More about that in the Mail. Couple of final stories for you. It's the celebrity wedding of the year. It's been called the Royal Wedding as well, the US version of a royal wedding. And this is in the Irish Independent. It looks like New York is going to be the venue for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's big wedding. New York City is bracing itself for the American equivalent of a royal wedding. And for weeks, there was the suggestion that they were going to have their wedding at Madison Square Garden on the 4th of July weekend. Now the New York Times is reporting that a permit was filed with New York City to close the streets around Madison Square Garden from the 2nd of July to midday the 4th of July for an event to be held on the 3rd of July. So they reckon now that the wedding is going to be held. There's also rumours that some company wants to set up a tent or canopy outside Madison Square Garden, which could host 1,000 people. What a classy wedding at a stadium with 1,000 people. Not very romantic, but they do have a lot of friends, I'm sure. Also, hotels are booked out in New York City around Times Square on the 3rd of July. Final story, office workers used to use the water cooler to talk about gossip, but the Times of London says a study has found nearly 1 in 5 office workers regularly go all day without speaking to anyone face to face. And more than half use email or messaging services to communicate with their workers in the same room. So while workers are back in the office, they're not talking to each other at the water cooler anymore. Instead, they are emailing themselves, or 52% are messaging their colleagues in the same room. Some people would love that, some people would hate it.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.